Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com. Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to Why Make Music. You made it. Another week, another episode, another reason to keep showing up for your creative self. If this is your first time tuning in, pull up a chair. We run a little slower over here. We breathe between thoughts. We say music like it means life, because for us, it does. If you've been with us before, well, you already know. I'm your host, DJ Warm Cookies, government name Willa May. And I'm here on behalf of WDMNMEDIA, the umbrella that keeps this whole creative storm from soaking the floor. WDMN Media is the home base, the mothership, dash dash, for everything we do, the Why Make Music podcast. The If I Was Your Producer music series, Think Tim's production work, our upcoming visual projects, and even the lower level collections where nostalgia meets craftsmanship. We're a small team, but the energy is big, because when you truly love something, scale doesn't scare you. Now let me say it plain, because it deserves to be said. We are an independent creative house. No label budgets, no industry cosigns, just imagination, hard drives, and an unshakable belief that consistency can compete with capital. Everything you hear, from the writing, to the mixing, to the editing, to the uploading, is built, tested, and shared by one man with a vision and a small circle of voices who believe in that vision enough to speak it aloud. And that man, if you're new here, is Think Tim. He's the producer, the songwriter, the brain and heartbeat behind this brand. A former medical professional turned full-time music maker. A family man who decided that after years of caring for others, it was time to heal through art. He started releasing instrumentals just to prove to himself that he still could. And what began as a simple hobby catalog turned into a living, breathing archive of sound, hundreds of instrumentals, dozens of vocal projects, and a podcast to document the whole wild ride. So here we are, episode 55, titled Your Producer, Volume 4. And this one matters because today, Friday, October 24th, marks another milestone in the If I Was Your Producer series. Volume 4 is officially out. 10 new tracks. 10 fresh stories told through rhythm, melody, and emotion. Written, produced, arranged, and mixed right here under the WDMN umbrella. If you've ever wondered what an independent creative pipeline looks like when it's firing on all cylinders, you're hearing it. Every month, 10 new songs. Every song, an experiment, a lesson, a mood, a fingerprint. We call the project If I Was Your Producer because that's exactly how it's built. Tim asking the world, if I were the one behind your sound, what stories would I help you tell? And Volume 4 answers that question 10 different ways. Now, before we dive into the track-by-track breakdown, let me recenter the mission of this podcast because it's easy to forget when life gets loud. Why make music isn't just a title. It's a question we keep re-asking, and sometimes it's a reminder. Why do we do this? Why stay up when the rest of the house is asleep? Chasing that one chord progression that feels like sunlight under your fingertips. Why invest time and money into art that might never chart? But always matters. We do it because we need to. Because making is how we make sense of living. Because creation is cheaper than therapy and louder than fear. And because each project becomes a timestamp. Proof that we were here, thinking, feeling, recording, and refusing to give up on ourselves. So today's episode is a celebration of that mindset. We're going to talk about Volume 4, song by song, but also about the bigger picture. The strategy, the sync licensing journey, the growing catalogue that's now stretching into the year 2027. We'll talk about balance, about how you build art and keep your head right. We'll wander into the sports corner for a moment, because creativity and competition actually share the same DNA, discipline, timing, recovery, repeat. We'll check in downstairs with the lower level collections, our Museum of Childhood Joy made physical, and we'll look at what's next in the WDMN universe. By the time this hour wraps, you'll know where we've been, where we're going, and hopefully you'll feel inspired to move on your own unfinished thing. That project sitting on your desktop, that voice memo you keep promising to record one day. Because here's the truth we live by. No one's coming to crown you. You have to name yourself, build your table, press record, and invite the world when the meal's ready. That's what we're doing here at WDMN Media. We're setting the table every month, serving up beats, stories, reflections, and proof that persistence is still magic. So grab a cup, settle in. Let's celebrate another milestone, another batch of music, another reminder that art doesn't stop for permission. This is why I make music. Episode 55, Your Producer, Volume 4. I'm Willa May, and in this hour, we're going to talk about creativity, longevity, and the joy of hearing an idea turn into a song that can outlive you. Coming up in segment one, we're diving straight into the release day energy, how Volume 4 came together, what it means for the growing If I Was Your Producer series, and how staying independent isn't a limitation, it's a declaration. Stay with me, dash dash. We're just getting started. Segment 1, Release Day Spotlight. Alright, lights up on the present tense, release day. That big little moment where something that lived in headphones and hard drives steps out into the public square and says, hello, I belong. Today is Friday, October 24th, and If I Was Your Producer, Volume 4 has officially entered the chat. 10 brand new songs, 10 brand new rooms you can walk into, sit down, and feel different when you stand back up. Written, produced, arranged, and composed by Think Tim, under the roof of WDMN Media, where the art and the admin eat at the same table. Let me slow this down and show you the machine behind the magic, because independent doesn't mean accidental. It means intentional. It means we build a sustainable pipeline, ideas, to sketches, to arrangements, sounds to vocals to mixes to metadata to release month after month. That's pace with purpose. That's a practice, not a sprint. And when I say practice, I mean, this is volume 4 of a series designed from the jump to be repeatable. No lottery thinking. No, maybe if the algorithm smiles today. A production rhythm. 10 songs every month. Each one an honest slice of life. Love, doubt, grit, laughter, faith, mischief, and that weird golden middle place where truth and groove shake hands. Behind every add to library button you tap today, there's a family that said yes again. There's a kitchen table with lyric scraps and coffee rings. There's a basement that looks like a spaceship. A laptop that got one more year of life wrung out of it. And a calendar that has become a promise. Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, now Volume 4. And spoiler, the future catalogue is already pushing the walls out. We're writing into 2027. Volume 20, arriving in February, 21 in March, 22 in April, 23 in May. And the current tally for 23 is already 4 songs deep. That's not hype. That's harvest. That's what it looks like when you plant daily and trust seasons. Now, what is Volume 4, truly? It's a snapshot of growth. It's the sound of a craft turning corners in real time. It's the moment where the catalog stops being a pile and becomes a map. You can hear older ideas that refused to die finally wearing the right clothes. You can hear new ideas that walked in confident like, move, I know my seat. You can hear a writer-producer who fell in love with the job description all over again. Let me pull back the curtain on how this particular batch came together. We don't assemble these like a playlist grabbed from a mood board. We sequence like a good film. Pace, contrast, tension, release. We think about where your breath needs space. We think about what your hands are doing while you listen. Driving, running, walking, washing dishes, looking out a window pretending to be in a music video. We give you tempos that respect your day. We give you lyrics that speak softly but keep echoing. We give you a hook that doesn't bully you and a bridge that opens the window. And because this is why I make music, not why I announce music, we also talk about the business spine that lets a record stand up straight. We thank Code 3 Records early and often because they attack the mess artists fear most. Metadata, titles clean, credits clean, splits clean, versions organized, alt mixes labeled, so a music supervisor can drag and drop a feeling under picture without a scavenger hunt. That invisible labor turns a beautiful album into a usable album for sync, for placements, for the email that starts, can we clear this by Thursday? If you know, you know. If you didn't, now you do. Now, because it's release day, let me hand you the keys to each room. You'll hear a deeper read than the teaser in the opening, because this is where we sit with the songs until they start talking back. 1. All said and done. Tempo walks, bass patient, snare sincere. This opener is a mirror, not a megaphone. The lyric doesn't accuse, it accounts. It tallies the quiet ways a neighborhood can lose itself. The empty fridge, the short tempers, the sirens we've trained ourselves to file as background. The melody lifts without lying to you. That's important. It says, we can name what hurts without worshipping it. Production note, the guitars are slightly brighter than you expect on a serious record on purpose, because hope should sound like light caught on a window latch. For you, play it first thing in the morning when your hands are doing something ordinary. Let the chorus turn that chore into a small ritual. 2. Crystal sky. The R&B folk handshake, harmonies like soft glass. This one is a throwback that refuses to cosplay. It remembers satin voices and slow dance chords, but it speaks today's language. There's a little folk grain in the vocal, sand in the hourglass, a reminder that tenderness costs time. The bass line is a smile that doesn't need to be loud. The hook sits in that elegant pocket where the second repeat feels like a memory already. For you, night drive. 2 streetlights ahead, your lane clear, your chest softer than it was at noon. 3. Get over you, funk swagger, female lead owns the room. A reimagined cousin of an earlier rockabilly idea, this version walks in strong, not sorry. The rhythm section is doing that Minneapolis-adjacent wink, tight, rubbery bass, guitar that talks more than it shouts. drums that know exactly where your shoulders are. Lyrically, it's truthful about the hallway between heartbreak and freedom. Not the door, the hallway. There's a difference. For you, fold laundry to this and pay attention to how your hands calm down when the pre-chorus breathes. For how, poem and pop song, male lead, flirt meets prayer. Do you like magic? I've got a trick for you. That opening line is doing more than flirting. It's setting the thesis. Real love is technique and wonder. The arrangement leaves air for you to answer the question in your own life. Keyboard voicings are kept human. Some chords feel like a hand extended, not a lecture. For you, send it to the person you owe a conversation. Let the song say the first brave sentence for you. 5, I swear, guilty. Testimony, not dramatics. Background vocals as witnesses. Here's where world building peeks through. The song hints at a larger story arc. Moments that live in other volumes. Timelines that braid. Guilty, here, is a vow to tell the truth and keep going. Production-wise, listen for the restraint in the percussion. That's discipline, not minimalism. It's leaving room for the lyric to land. For you, write 3 unedited sentences after the first listen. No fixing, no polishing. You'll surprise yourself. 6. Necessary light, the hinge song. When the door opens, the air changes. Every catalogue has a keystone. This is one of ours. It's the tune where the room brightens without the volume rising. Strings, if any, are a whisper you feel more than hear. Drum programming nods to a heartbeat that skips just enough to feel human. This one is medicine disguised as an anthem. For you, morning sun through a kitchen window, consider forgiving.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Something small so you can make something big. 7. Profit. Wordplay with rent due, beat serious, lyric smiling. 2 spellings, 1 truth, the vision and the math both matter. We honor foresight and we respect invoices. The hook balances them without turning either into a villain. Bass is a grown-up, drums are paperwork, synths are the thought bubble above your head. When you finally connect how your time turns into value, both spiritual and very, very practical. For you, 7-minute break. Stand, stretch, sip, breathe. Decide which P you need today. 8. Strategic execution. The playbook track. Plain talk with groove. This one is the business sermon with a backbeat. We're not tantruming at the industry. We're testifying about owning your calendar, knowing your splits, and building deliverables people can use. Line by line, it reframes selling out as turning the lights on. The guitar is clipped and clever. The bass is polite but decisive. The hook makes the phrase strategic execution feel less like a meeting and more like a mantra. For you, open your notes app and write 3 lines titled My Playbook This Week. Keep it humble, keep it doable. 9. Truth be told. Funk ignition, chase scene into pledge. Sirens, tires, arcade glow. And then a grin. This is the lifer's oath. We make because we're built that way. The verse sketches the heist. The chorus signs the pledge. It salutes players and poets and beat makers who clock in for joy. For you, treadmill, sidewalk, bike. Let the groove pick your pace and write a little courage into your hamstrings. 10. What's on your mind? Warm lamp, mantra chorus, poem in the middle. A closer with classic bones. The repeating chorus behaves like breathwork. There's a spoken interlude that lands like a note from your future self. It's proof that old ideas aren't outdated. They're early, waiting for the right room to bloom. For you, final listen of the night. Phone across the room, lamp low, exhale longer than you inhale. Now, why a series called If I Was Your Producer? Because it's both a declaration and an invitation. It says, here is how I hear you, artist, brand, scene, story. It says, if I were tasked with shaping your sound, I'd give you range with honesty, ballads that don't beg, music, grooves that don't gloat, lyrics that respect the listener's intelligence. It gives collaborators a compass and gives listeners a universe to walk around in. And if you're a music supervisor, an editor, a brand storyteller, this is the part where I hand you a clean envelope, stems labeled, tempos in the file name, alt mixes, instrumental, TV, clean, ready. We're reachable. We answer emails. We revise without drama. We understand that close is not right, and we want right as much as you do. Let me also place a flower on the support structures that make releases possible when you're indie. The household, the patience, the laughter, when the faucet analogy becomes literal and the session runs long. The rides to school, the dinners that wait 10 minutes for a bounce to finish. The let me hear it nod from the people who would love you, even if the track didn't slap. And it does, but that's not the point. Gratitude is a practice too. Now, on promotion, because you know we keep it real, we don't want to pollute your timeline. We won't flood your feed with desperation. We'll gently remind you we exist, because consistency is courteous. If you listen today, thank you. If you save something, thank you twice. If you share it with one person who will actually hear it, oh, you just joined the team. That's the algorithm we believe in, your word to your people. And yes, this is also a sync play. Not exclusively, not cynically, but honestly. One right use funds 5 more volumes. One scene, one ad, one game menu can put oxygen into a catalogue that's already breathing on its own. If you cut to picture, come raid our shelves. We built them for that. Let me circle back to volume 4 as a feeling you can carry all weekend. It's the sound of a faucet that won't shut off, but we're not panicking, we're plumbing. It's the sound of a writer-producer who understands that middle ground between extremes, between genres, between hustle and health isn't a compromise. It's a craft. It's make the best song you can today and then live enough life to make a better one tomorrow. It's call a thing what it is without turning it into a statue. It's be tender without breaking and strong without hardening. That's the real victory of this volume, not just the 10 songs, the tone they teach. So here's the ask, plain and kind. Give volume 4 one full spin today, front to back, no skips. On your second listen, shuffle volumes 1 to 4 and hear how the thread tightens across months. Pick one track for your Get Right playlist. Share one song with one person who will really hear it. And if you're that person in a studio somewhere saying, we need a cue that feels like relief without laziness, DM us. We can help. Bed softens, hi-hat fades to a whisper. Release day is a celebration, but it's also a checkpoint. We made good on a promise. We kept pace without losing soul. And we're already back in the lab because that's the kind of love this is. Stick with me, because after the break, we'll widen the lens and talk about the series at large. How naming this project created a container big enough for an avalanche. Why writing into 2027 keeps today peaceful and the simple routines that keep a catalogue alive without burning the maker out. This is Why Make Music, episode 55. Your producer, volume 4. I'm Willa May. Keep your shoulders low, your water glass full, and your heart tuned. Segment 2 is next. Segment 2, the series and the system. You know what's wild about this whole process? When you slow down enough to listen, you realize the story is already telling itself. I mean, here we are, 55 episodes deep, and we've become a kind of living documentary about what it takes to make art in real time. We're not fast food. We're a slow-cooked meal. And the audience, our family of listeners, they taste that difference. Just the other day, Tim told me his mother called, said his uncle was asking about Code 3 Records, talking about metadata like it was a word he'd been using his whole life. That made me smile so hard, because that's proof that what we're building here isn't just content, it's continuity. A 70-year-old man can tune in, follow the thread, understand the language, and feel like he's part of the story, because he is. And that's the key, right? You never know who's listening. You might have one person at the other end of this microphone, or a million, but you have to talk like they matter. because they do. That's the way we approach every single release, every single episode, every single song. So let's talk about the system behind the sound. Let's take a breath and walk through what keeps this whole WDMN engine running smooth, month after month, volume after volume. The cadence. Every 30 days, the machine resets itself. Think of it like a clock. 10 songs, one cycle, 12 turns a year. That's if I was your producer, a monthly heartbeat that never flatlines. And it's not just about quantity, it's about momentum. Momentum means you don't stop to doubt yourself every 5 minutes. You keep going because the next project is already waiting on the runway. When you work that way, when creation becomes a rhythm instead of a rescue, you learn to respect your own tempo. You stop treating your art like a crisis and start treating it like a craft. Now here's the part that makes people's eyebrows raise. We're writing into the future. As in, we're sitting here in October of 2025 and we already have material written, recorded and slotted through spring of 2027. 23 volumes deep. That's 230 fully produced tracks. Every one of them labeled, catalogued and tucked away in what we call the vault. When you say that number out loud, it sounds impossible until you understand the system. Because creativity without a system is chaos. But creativity with a system, that's freedom. That's breathing room. You don't have to panic when inspiration dips because you've built a structure that keeps feeding you even when you're tired. You've given yourself a margin, a buffer against burnout. And that's one of the biggest lessons we've learned since Volume 1. Practice over panic. That's not a slogan. That's survival. Code 3 Records and the backbone of order. Let me talk about Code 3 Records for a second because they deserve flowers. Big ones. Now, to the average listener, metadata might sound like a buzzword, a techie thing you don't need to care about. But let me tell you, metadata is the glue that holds the modern music world together. It's the birth certificate of your song. It's what tells the world who made it, when it was made, who owns what percent, and how to find it again when opportunity knocks. You can make the best track of your life, but if your metadata is wrong, you just built a masterpiece with no name tag. No one can find it, no one can pay you, no one can clear it. And that's how good music gets lost in the shuffle. So what Code 3 does for us, and for so many indie creators out there, is they organize the invisible. They take the creative chaos, the drafts, the stems, the files, and give it a spine. They make sure the information on the back end is as beautiful as the melody on the front. They help us cross every T and dot every I, because that's what professionalism looks like, even when you're independent. It's not about being small, it's about being ready. Ready for the right person to click download. Ready for the right scene, the right show, the right sync. Ready for the opportunity that doesn't knock twice. That's the hidden education inside Why Make Music. We're not just releasing songs, we're showing the blueprint. We're saying to every dreamer listening, you can build a system that makes your art findable, trackable, and profitable without losing the soul of it. Because I promise you this, nothing feels better than hearing a track come to life and knowing it's properly registered, documented, and protected. It's like locking your door at night after you built the house with your bare hands. You can finally sleep. The Indie Playbook. Let's talk strategy. The Indie Playbook. It's not glamorous, but it's gospel. Step 1. Create the work. Don't overthink it. Make it. Finish it. Move on. Step 2. Label everything. Track title, version, tempo, key, ISRC, composer info, publishing splits. Because future, you deserve peace. Step 3. Release with rhythm. Stop waiting for perfect. Make consistent your new perfect. That's how Tim can say he's got 23 volumes and counting, because he treats music like time. It keeps moving, whether you're ready or not. Step 4. Mark it with meaning. Don't scream at the crowd. Talk to one listener. Talk to them like they matter, because they do. That's why Tim's uncle listens. That's why people come back every week. We're building connection, not a campaign. Step 5. Protect your energy. Because burnout doesn't care how talented you are. You can't pull from an empty groove. That's the Indie Playbook. Simple, practical, reproducible. It's the antidote to panic. The opposite of chaos. And that's what makes this whole WDMN media movement different. We're not waiting on luck. We're building infrastructure. because infrastructure is love in disguise. It's self-respect that pays dividends. The reality of the game. Here's the truth. Nobody puts on a billboard. Music is a product that lives inside a business built on disposable income. Every playlist stream, every show ticket, every ringtone, every sync license. Somebody somewhere turned a fleeting mood into an invoice. The same 12 notes that lived in Buck's day now move billions of dollars a year. Ideas, tiny, weightless, invisible things fund empires. If that sounds unfair, that's because it is. But if it sounds possible, that's because it's true. So as creators, we learn both sides of the fence. We stay passionate enough to make something worth hearing, and smart enough to make sure it belongs to us when it starts earning. That's what I call the business bridge. The crossing between art and structure, where feelings learn to read contracts. Why business isn't the enemy. Think of business like architecture. A song is a beautiful room. Business is the foundation that keeps it from collapsing. You can hate concrete all day long, but without it, your cathedral leaks in the first storm. Even Star Wars had budgets, unions, craft service lines, and schedules. The Empire was a business. The Rebels were a business with different branding. Everything that survives, governments, bands, podcasts, record labels, survives because somebody learned to balance vision and paperwork. Step 1. Metadata equals your song's DNA. Let's start simple. Metadata is the information that travels with your song wherever it goes. It's the digital birth certificate. It says, who made me, when, what's my title, what's my tempo, who owns me, who gets paid, when I'm played. If you've ever uploaded a song and just typed a name, hit enter, and hoped for the best, you left a part of your identity floating in space. Good metadata includes song title and alternate titles, artist and featured artist, writer slash composer names with your PRO numbers BMI ASCAP SESAC, publisher information, producer credits, ISRC, International Standard Recording Code for the audio, ISWC, International Standard Work Code for the composition, genre, BPM, key, release date, and sometimes lyrics. That's the data that digital distributors, collection societies, and streaming platforms read to know who to pay. If it's wrong, your royalties go on vacation to somebody else's account. If it's missing, the industry calls it black box money, millions that can't be matched to a name. So the rule is simple, sound good, look good, log good. Your sound.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Engineers mix the track. Your metadata engineers, people like Code 3 Records, mix the paperwork. That's why when you hear us thank Code 3 on every episode, it isn't flattery, it's survival. They help us turn art into something the system can recognize. Step 2. Splits equals peace of mind on paper. Now, about splits. A split sheet is a little piece of paper or a digital document that says who owns what percentage of a song. You write it, sign it, date it, keep a copy, and sleep better. If three people wrote the song, you might divide it 33 and one-third each. If one person wrote the hook and another built the track, you might do 50-50. Whatever the numbers are, the key is agree early, before the track leaves the studio, before the upload, before the friendship gets tested. Because the moment money enters, math starts talking, and math doesn't care about memories. Splits protect friendships. Splits protect families. Splits turn we made something into we built something we can share. Every time you collaborate, you're opening a small company. The song is the company. The split sheet is the operating agreement. Step 3. Being indie without being unprepared. Being independent doesn't mean being unarmed. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You bring knowledge, spreadsheets, folders, and backups. The indie artist of today isn't just a creative, they're a micro label. You handle A&R, that's scouting your own ideas. You handle marketing, that's social media and artwork. You handle distribution, that's United Masters, DistroKid, TuneCore, CD Baby. And you handle legal, that's knowing what you're signing. Preparation looks like backing up every session twice, cloud and drive, registering each work with your PRO before release, keeping a simple spreadsheet, title, collaborators, ISRC, ISWC, length, genre, release date, saving every contract in a dedicated folder, having a one sheet ready for sync or playlist submissions, that's your armor. When opportunity calls, you won't say, give me a week to find the files. You'll say, what format do you need? Step 4. The industry equation. Remember this formula. Creativity plus consistency plus clarity equals currency. Creativity makes people care. Consistency keeps them paying attention. Clarity in your metadata, splits, branding, turns all that attention into money that actually reaches you. Most artists stop at the first C. We practice all three. That's the bridge. Step 5. The mindset shift. Here's the hardest part. You have to stop calling business the boring stuff. It's not boring, it's empowering. When you understand the language, nobody can trick you with it. When you know what 50% publishing means, or what recoupable advance hides inside, you walk into meetings with your spine straight. And maybe you'll never sit across from a major label rep, but you'll sit across from yourself at tax time, or a music supervisor at a coffee shop, or a collaborator who wants to split it later. That's when your preparation pays its rent. Because business is the empire, yes, but knowledge is the force. Use it, don't fear it. Step 6, your first toolkit. If you're listening and just starting out, here's your starter pack. Join the PRO, BMI, or ASCAP in the US. Register your publisher name, even if it's just you. Pick one distributor and learn its dashboard. Learn how to assign ISRC codes. Download a split sheet template. Tag your MP3s and WAVs correctly. Keep a master document, a song bible, for every release. Set reminders to register each new volume with your PRO as soon as it drops. It's not glamorous, but neither is tuning an instrument. Do it, and everything else plays in key. Step 7. The bigger vision. Why do all this? Because control is the difference between being a guest in your career and being the landlord. Because one clean spreadsheet today might be the reason a TV placement clears in 3 hours instead of 3 months. Because a well-tagged catalog means your grandchildren will still see your name on a royalty statement. You're not just making songs, you're building a business of self-expression. And there's dignity in that. So, yeah, the business bridge might look intimidating from the creative side of the river, but once you walk across, you realize it's the same wood your music is made of. Structure, pattern, rhythm. Business is just rhythm written in numbers. Step 8, the challenge. Here's your challenge for this week. Treat your next song like a product launch and a love letter at the same time. Make it beautiful, then make it traceable. Put as much emotion in the metadata as you put in the melody. That's how you stay indie and stay ready. Because the people who win in this new world aren't the ones who shout the loudest. They're the ones who arrive with their files labeled, their splits signed, their vision intact, and their soul still on fire. That's the bridge. We're walking it together. Every release, every episode, every story. Next up, we'll shift gears into the sync world, how placement turns songs into scenes, how supervisors think, and how the right cue can carry your art into film, TV, and games without losing its soul. I'm Willa May, and you're listening to Why Make Music. Remember, make art, tag art, protect art, and keep your peace while you profit. Segment 5, sync world, turning songs into scenes. All right, family. We've built the songs, we've handled the business. Now let's talk about where all those songs go, the places they live after they leave our studio. This part of the story is called sync licensing, spelled S-Y-N-C, short for synchronization. And if you're hearing that word for the first time, you're not alone. Most people think music industry means streaming, touring, maybe radio. But sync, that's a whole other ecosystem. It's the business of matching music to moving pictures. What sync actually means? Synchronization means the moment your music and someone's visuals start breathing at the same time. The second, a director lays a beat under a scene, a commercial, a trailer, a game, a news intro, boom. That's a sync. It's short for synchronizing sound to image. Every show you love has it. When the news comes on and that familiar horn sting announces, "Good evening, America," that's sync. When the Law and Order theme drops, those drums, that low bass hit that feels like a gavel, that's sync. When you hear that classic Knight Rider or Addams Family riff and your body remembers it before your mind does, that's sync. Even the jingle that tells you, "I'm loving it," or "Things are getting clearer and I feel free," those are sync placements. Somebody wrote that, somebody produced it, somebody got paid, and somebody keeps getting paid every single time it airs. The hidden economy of emotion, sync, is the invisible economy of emotion. Because what's really being sold isn't just sound, it's feeling on demand. A film studio doesn't just want a song, they want an atmosphere. A video game developer wants adrenaline without words. A pharmaceutical ad wants hope in 4-4 time. A perfume brand wants mystery that lasts 15 seconds. A political campaign wants trust at 92 beats per minute. That's the work. You, the composer, become the emotional subcontractor for someone else's story. How the money flows. Here's the basic money chain. A music supervisor or ad agency decides a project needs a song. They can either use an existing hit, like that Rolling Stones track Tim mentioned, or they can license an independent song that fits the mood. If they go for the Stones, that's an $80,000 plus check just for permission to use it once. Not buying the song, not owning the rights, just the right to let it live behind one scene. That's the power of ownership, because the writers, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, their publisher, still own the publishing. They get a sync fee, plus residuals, whenever it re-airs or hits streaming. Now flip that to our lane, the indie side. Maybe you don't have a song in a blockbuster yet, but a smaller company might pay $5,000 for your song to live in a regional ad, or $1,000 for a YouTube campaign, or $250 for a podcast theme. Those numbers might sound modest, but stack enough of them and you've built a new income stream. And just like streaming royalties, sync comes with back-end royalties. That means when your song airs on television or is replayed online, your PROBMIASCAP SESAC tracks the use and pays you your share. So that $5,000 one-time fee can turn into years of mailbox money. Who makes it happen? There are a few key roles in this world. Music supervisor, the matchmaker. They choose songs for television, film, or games. Sync agent, the representative who pitches your catalog to supervisors. Library or publisher, the house that organizes, tags, and delivers your music to clients. Composer or artist, you, the creator whose sound fills their silence. Each of these roles takes a cut, but each adds reach. A great sync partner knows that your song is valuable because it's specific. They know how to describe it. Mood, tempo, lyrical theme, vocal type. They translate art into inventory. Why we care at WDMN Media. Now why does this matter for us, for WDMN Media? Because we're sitting on a catalogue that's already cinematic. Every month we release 10 new songs across funk, soul, folk, hip-hop, pop, experimental, and every one of them could live behind a scene. That's why we're methodical about metadata and organization. That's why Code3 Records helps us tag everything. So when the right supervisor asks for Moody Urban Night Drive at 90 BPM, we're not scrambling. We've got 5 candidates ready before lunch. Sync is our next horizon, not as a dream, but as an extension of our purpose. Because making a living from creativity means letting creativity travel farther than you can. Memory and marketing. Why sync sticks? You remember that Skyreezy ad? Things are getting clearer and I feel free. That song is muscle memory now. Even if you mute the TV, you can hum it. That's how branding becomes biology. That's the genius of sync. Music becomes attached to experience. The think about all the brand melodies you can identify in half a second. Intel's Four Notes, Netflix's Ta-Dum, NBC's Chimes. Those are modern folk songs written by professionals who understood one thing. Repetition builds recognition, and recognition builds revenue. Diversity equals currency. Now here's where WDM and media's creative philosophy pays off. We're not one genre people. We make funk, folk, pop, hip-hop, jazz-adjacent, experimental, because each lane opens another door. If a film needs an emotional piano theme, we've got that. If a brand wants something quirky, spoken word, female lead, Annie DiFranco energy, we've got that. If a sports montage needs drums and swagger, we've got that. The wider your palette, the more slots you can fill. The more moods you can deliver, the more chances you have to sync. So to every indie artist listening, diversity is your dividend. Write wide, experiment. Don't box yourself into one playlist. Your next paycheck might be living in a genre you almost ignored. Practical steps for beginners. Let's make it practical. If this is your first day hearing the word sync, here's how you start. Organize your catalog. Make a spreadsheet. Song title, mood, tempo, genre, vocal type, short description. Create alt mixes. Instrumental version, 60-second cut, 30-second cut, clean edit. Supervisors love options. Tag your files clearly. Include your contact info in the file metadata. Email, phone, PRO, affiliation. Register your works with BMI or ASCAP and with your distributor so each track has ISRC and ISWC codes. Build a short demo reel. 2 minutes showing your range, different moods stitched together. Research sync agencies and libraries. Evolution Music Partners, Bodega Sync, Music Bed, Artlist, Songtrader, Marmoset. See who fits your sound. Pitch professionally. A clean email, a streaming link, no attachments, clear rights ownership. Be patient and persistent. Sync is slow. Sometimes placements take months, but when it lands, it lasts. The philosophy behind the practice. Sync is really a meditation on fit. It teaches you humility because your song isn't the star. The story is. It's there to make a scene breathe better. To hold space, to support emotion. That's why great sync writers develop empathy. They learn to score someone else's heartbeat. You realize that success isn't about the loudest track. It's about the right track, at the right time, for the right story. The future we're building, that's where WDM and media is heading. Our catalog, hundreds of songs deep, is being formatted, tagged, and readied for that world. Because one well-placed song can fund 5 more volumes. One scene in a streaming series can introduce our sound to a whole new audience. And the beauty is, we don't have to compromise to get there. We just have to stay organized, diverse, and discoverable. A little story before we go. The other night, I watched a scene on Apple TV. Seth Rogen plays this executive who wants to impress a director. The director says, "You want that Rolling Stones track? It's $80,000 for the rights. $80,000 for one song, one scene, 1 minute. That's the price of cultural gravity. Now imagine a world where your song, your heartbeat, your melody earns a fraction of that, but still enough to validate your independence. That's what we're chasing, not fame, placement, presence, proof that independence and..."
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Sound can sit beside the giants and still hold its own. The takeaway. So if you're listening today and you make music, remember this. Every song you finish is not just art, it's inventory. It's a key waiting to unlock a moment in somebody else's story. Treat it that way. Keep it labeled, clean, and ready. Because the opportunity will come, and when it does, you want to answer, "Yes, I've got the perfect piece for that scene." That's sync. That's the business of turning songs into scenes. That's the bridge between creation and culture. Pause. Bed swells. Strings join quietly. I'm Willa May, and this is Why Make Music. Cut. Coming up next, we'll dive into the human side, the mental and emotional maintenance that lets all of this last. Because success without balance isn't success at all. Stay with me. We're just getting started on the second half of the story. Segment 6, Mind and Maintenance. The human side of making music and staying sane. Let's slow it all the way down. Because before the streams, before the syncs, before the spreadsheets and deadlines, there's a mind trying to hold itself together while it turns invisible ideas into sound. People love the phrase, the creative mind. They say it like it's a compliment. They don't always realize that the creative mind is a laboratory built over a volcano. It glows, it smokes, it shakes the house sometimes. I was watching this professor talk about artificial intelligence, how the system mirrors the brain. He said each ping an AI sends is like your neurons firing when you pick up a spoon or a pen or a dream. Millions of tiny pings that say, do this, remember that, balance this, create that. And I thought, yeah, that's the creative process. We're all walking algorithms of emotion, firing off pings, trying to find a pattern that feels like purpose. The paradox of creativity. Being creative is a kind of polite insanity, because as kids, we're told, use your imagination. And as adults, we're told, be realistic. We spend the rest of our lives trying to reconcile those two sentences. Creativity means you never gave up on the belief that something you imagine could become real. It's pulling a melody out of silence, a picture out of pixels, a story out of air. And when you finally get it down, when you trap that idea and make it visible, you feel sane again for a moment. Then the next idea shows up, tapping on the glass, saying, your turn. It's exhausting, but it's holy work. The science of crazy. You've heard people say, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, is insanity. But for artists, doing the same thing over and over is the job. Musicians loop, painters layer, dancers rehearse. Repetition is revelation. You keep doing it until the ordinary becomes divine. Science calls it muscle memory. Faith calls it ritual. We call it practice. And practice, honest, disciplined practice, is the difference between chaos and craft. The crazy only wins if you stop before it makes sense. Proof of life. Now here's where it gets real, because every creator knows this feeling. You tell people what you do, and they smile politely, like you just described a hobby. They say, oh, you make music, that's nice. And you want to say, no, it's not nice, it's necessary. You spend months shaping something, you upload it, you tag it, you release it, and then, silence. You wonder, did it land? Does anyone even know it's out there? But then someone mentions a lyric in passing or says, hey, I like that track, Moody Blue. And for a second, the world folds perfectly in half. Your imagination on one side, reality on the other, and they meet. That's sanity. That's validation. Not ego. Just proof that the invisible turned visible. Why we make and why we stay. Here's the thing most people never say out loud. Art keeps some of us alive. It's the coping mechanism that turned professional. It's how we process pain without breaking dinner plates. It's how we argue with God politely. It's how we remember we still have a voice when the world has more volume than empathy. Every song, every brushstroke, every line of code, every dance step. It's an act of survival disguised as entertainment. So when you see a musician releasing volume after volume, understand, it's not obsession, it's oxygen. Making peace with repetition. You said it perfectly, Tim. If you shoot a three-pointer 40 times and make it 40 times, people will still say, let me see it. They won't believe it until it's witnessed, documented, recorded. That's why we record, so that proof exists, even when we're not there to explain ourselves. A finished song is a photograph of your mind proving it worked once. You can hand it to someone. You can say, here, I did this. And whether they stream it, buy it, or ignore it, you know it's real. That's how creators stay sane, by giving the abstract a mailing address when the world doesn't clap. You might show the work to your own family and get blank stares. You might pour your heart into a podcast and never know who's listening until your uncle calls your mother and says, you know, Code 3 Records, that metadata talk was interesting. And suddenly you realize, oops, someone heard me. That's what connection looks like now. You drop a story into the void, and somewhere, miles away, it lands in someone's kitchen during breakfast and changes the air just a little. That's success. Self-made mythology. Every generation creates its own folklore. Somebody said, "I woke up like this," and a billion people turned it into a mantra. Somebody wrote, "Things are getting clearer and I feel free," and now it's medicine's soundtrack. Those phrases started in one brain and now live in everyone's mouth. That's alchemy. That's proof that language and rhythm are still magic tricks that science hasn't ruined. So when we coin a word like telefemisexual or drop a lyric that no one gets today, we smile, because tomorrow it might be in a headline. That's how culture works. Crazy first, obvious later. The strange company of artists. We're all a little eccentric down here in the creative trenches. We talk to ourselves. We make playlists for moods that don't exist yet. We rewrite one line 30 times, chasing a feeling no one can name. And we keep doing it because something in us refuses to settle for silence. So if you're listening and you've been told you're too much, too old, or too late, remember, that's what they said to every innovator right before they changed the temperature of the room. Aging in a young man's industry. I know, this game loves its 20-year-olds. But truth, art doesn't care about birthdays. Your fingers, your voice, your curiosity. They don't retire unless you tell them to. The world might say, pop newcomers peak at 20-something. But wisdom writes melodies youth can't even hear yet. A 50-year-old chasing a dream isn't delusional. It's rare. And rare things are valuable. We need more elders who still make. Because that's how the next generation learns that creativity isn't a phase. It's a lifestyle. Staying sane. So how do we hold it together? Routine. Create even when you don't feel inspired. Feelings follow motion. Boundaries. Step away from the screen. Let silence refill the tank. Community. Find one person who gets it and check in. That's your anchor. Perspective. Remember, the art is the evidence, not the verdict. Grace. You're allowed to rest without retiring. And sometimes sanity just means laughing at yourself and saying, yep, I'm arguing with the snare drum again. Then turning the volume up anyway. Why it's worth it. When people can access your thoughts without you being there, that's immortality. Your words, your chords, your energy live on a server somewhere, waiting for a stranger to press play. That's what we're all secretly chasing. Permanence through presence. And if no one ever said it to you before, hear it now. You're not crazy for wanting that. You're human. Closing thought. So yes, creating can make you a little mad, but it's the kind of madness that builds worlds. The kind that keeps you young when everything else tries to make you old. The kind that reminds you that you exist because you make things that didn't before. We keep doing it, not because it always makes sense, but because sometimes it's the only thing that does. This is Why Make Music. I'm Willa May, and this is the human side of staying creative, staying alive, and staying just sane enough to press record again tomorrow. Segment 7, gratitude and grounding, building support systems and giving thanks. Let's take a second, not to brag, not to preach, just to breathe and look around. Because somewhere between ambition and exhaustion, gratitude is supposed to live. It's the pause that reminds you why you started. It's the quiet thank you whispered to a universe that doesn't always whisper back. Belief without bragging. You know what's hard? Believing in yourself without sounding like you're selling yourself. But belief isn't arrogance, it's evidence of effort. When an athlete says, "I was in the gym every morning at 6 a.m. We don't call it bragging, we call it proof of practice. So when you finish a song, a painting, a project, a test, you're allowed to say, "I did that." That's not ego, that's documentation. Let the work speak, yes, but also let it be heard. The whisper is still gratitude if it's honest. Gratitude in motion. Gratitude isn't just saying thank you. It's saying, I noticed what this cost me, and I noticed who helped me pay it. Sometimes that's family. Sometimes it's the friend who didn't quit on you. Sometimes it's the version of yourself that refused to stay asleep. And sometimes you get that random text from your brother saying, "Hey, thanks for helping my son figure out his next move." That's when it hits you. You're already part of somebody else's support system without even realizing it. That's what family is. Love in circulation. Lessons on loan. The company you keep. They say you're the company you keep. That's not just a warning, it's a mirror, because the energy around you sets your default speed. Surround yourself with quitters, and you'll start speaking in past tense. Surround yourself with doers, and you'll start dreaming out loud again. Keep at least one person nearby who believes in discipline more than luck. Someone who tells you, yeah, that's cool, but finish it. Gratitude and grounding both grow faster in good soil. Pick your garden wisely. Thank yourself too. Now here's the part people forget. You have to thank yourself. Thank the you who stayed up editing. Thank the you who learned the software instead of complaining about it. Thank the you who didn't have a studio budget, but found a way with a laptop and a pair of headphones. You're not being self-absorbed, you're being self-aware. Because the relationship you have with your own effort sets the tone for every other relationship. If you can't appreciate your grind, you'll start resenting your gifts, faith, and the force. Some folks find gratitude in church pews, some in coffee cups, and some, like me, find it in the force. Laugh softly. Call it God, call it energy, call it science, whatever name lets you sleep. I believe humans can do almost anything we decide to master. We've already turned imagination into technology. AI, neural nets, nanotech, brain enhancements. We're literally teaching machines to think the way we think. So why can't we teach ourselves to believe the way we once believed as kids? Gratitude is faith's twin. It doesn't always need proof, it just needs participation. Technology as thank you. Look at what we can do now. You don't need a $2,000 studio session. You need curiosity and Wi-Fi. You can record in your living room, mix in your headphones, master on your laptop, and release to the world by sunrise. So thank the tools. Thank Logic Pro. Thank Suno. Ace Studio. 11 Labs. Autotune. Thank the engineers who built the buttons that let us build our dreams. Because every knob and plugin is a small democratization of power. Technology made art accessible again. That's not something to fear, that's something to bow to. Grounded ambition. Gratitude doesn't cancel ambition, it grounds it. It reminds you that success without humility is just noise. It keeps you from confusing volume with value. When you're grounded, you can celebrate without arrogance, correct without shame, and keep building without burning out. You start to see the pattern. Effort arrow result arrow reflection arrow gratitude arrow renewed effort. That's how you stay balanced in a world that measures worth by followers instead of follow through. The practice. So here's a simple daily practice. Name three things that helped you today. One person, one tool, one piece of luck. Acknowledge one win, even if it's small. I exported the file. I answered that email. Forgive one miss. You're not a machine, you're a melody. Reach out, text, call, or message one person who made your path easier. Sit in silence for a minute. Listen to your own heartbeat. That's your first metronome. Do that, and gratitude becomes muscle memory. Belief as a form of thanks. When you really believe in yourself, that belief itself is gratitude. You're saying, I'm thankful to be capable. You're honoring the teacher, the ancestor, the friend who believed before you did. You're acknowledging that the universe didn't waste its spark when it made you. That's not narcissism, that's stewardship. You're taking care of what you've been given. The human equation. So maybe the formula is simple. Gratitude equals grounding times growth. The more grounded you are, the more grateful you become. The more grateful you are, the more you grow. It's circular, like rhythm, like breath, like family. The same cycle that builds a song, builds a life. Closing. Be thankful for your own persistence. Be thankful for the people who show up when you don't ask. Be thankful for the silence that lets the next idea enter. And be thankful that you're still here, still curious, still capable of trying again. That's gratitude. That's grounding. That's the support system that doesn't collapse when the applause fades. I'm Willa May, and this is Why Make Music. Next up, we'll talk about legacy, how to turn all this work, gratitude, and growth into something that outlives us. Because giving thanks is step one, passing the torch is step two. Outro, light symbol wash, fade to silence. Segment 8, longevity and legacy, building something that outlives you. You ever stumble across an old movie, black and white, grainy, the kind of picture that looks like it's been whispering for decades, and suddenly realize you still feel it? That's longevity. That's proof that emotion, when captured right, doesn't rust. 50 years old, 70 years old, and a line still lands in your chest like it was written yesterday. That's the dream, to make something that time can't politely ignore. Art that outlives its maker. Every creator eventually has to ask, what happens to the work when I'm gone? Not in a morbid way, more like a gardener wondering if the trees will keep giving shade. Because that's all legacy really is. Shade you'll never sit under, grown from seeds you still decided to plant. Sometimes it's huge, a classic album, a film, a building. Sometimes it's quiet, the sketch your mom kept on the fridge. Both count, both prove you existed with intention. We still hang our children's preschool paintings on the wall, colors fading a little more each year, but meaning never leaving. That's the first lesson in legacy. We keep what reminds us who we love, the personal archive. You said it. You've got 80,000 photos in the cloud. 80,000 moments of life, family, curiosity, meals, sunlight, gear, progress. That's not hoarding. That's evidence. A self-portrait in pixels. We used to measure legacy in years. Now we measure it in gigabytes of memory. And that's wild, right? Because one day, long after we're gone, someone might scroll those archives and see our faces mid-laughter, our studio mid-chaos, our art mid-becoming. That's digital eternity. That's technology doing what tombstones could never do. Keep us in motion. The scale of forever. Longevity doesn't have to mean fame. It can mean the song still plays when you're asleep. It can mean a sentence you wrote keeps helping someone you'll never meet. It can mean your kids quote something you once said as a joke, and it becomes family lore. Legacy hides in small things. The mug your grandmother drank from that you now use every morning. The smell of your dad's cologne that suddenly shows up on a stranger. The playlist your child makes years later that secretly echoes your taste. We leave fingerprints on everything we touch. We just forget to look. Building the long game. Here's the trick to building something that lasts. Make it honest and make it findable. Honest so it still means something in a century. Findable so it doesn't drown in the noise. Honesty gives it heart. Organization gives it legs. That's why we tag, register, backup, and share. It's not bureaucracy. It's longevity engineering. We're building bridges so our art can cross generations without us having to carry it. Family as legacy. Your family is part of this too. They might not always understand every loop or lyric, but they're the reason you can keep showing up. And their futures, college, careers, laughter, arguments, Sunday dinners, those are extensions of your rhythm. They don't need to walk the same road to inherit the same lesson. They just need to see what dedication looks like up close. That's the real inheritance, witnessing perseverance. So when your nephew texts to say he's doing well, that's your work echoing through another life. That's legacy with sneakers on, technology and immortality. Every generation finds a new way to be remembered. Cave walls, paper, vinyl, cloud. We're the first to have servers as our storytellers. Your music lives on streaming platforms, 24/7, global, searchable. Someone could discover ThinkTim in 2080, the way we discover Coltrane in 2025. The medium changed, not the miracle. So we thank the tech again, because without it, the story would have stayed local. With it, the story becomes eternal access. How to last. Longevity isn't about how long you live, it's about how long what you made. Keep speaking. Here's how you do that. Document everything. Notes, drafts, dates, credits. History needs breadcrumbs. Preserve context. Write down why you made it. Meaning fades faster than sound. Teach what you know. Knowledge multiplies when it's shared. Love loudly. People remember warmth longer than brilliance. Keep creating. Consistency is the only immortality you can control. The gift of time. You don't measure legacy in minutes. You measure it in impact per heartbeat. Some days that impact is global. Some days it's just your daughter humming one of your melodies while doing homework. Both count. You can't predict which creation will outlive you. You just keep releasing them into the world like paper lanterns, hoping at least one floats far enough to light somebody else's night. Closing reflection. So here we are. building something meant to last longer than our bodies. Each episode, each song, each photograph is a time capsule saying we were here and we tried to make sense of it. Legacy isn't a statue, it's a signal. It says to whoever finds it, this mattered once. Maybe it still can. I look at those old movies you mentioned, the black and white ones that somehow feel modern in their humanity. And I think maybe one day somebody will listen to these recordings and feel the same way. They'll hear a voice named Willa May talking about music and meaning, and they'll recognize themselves in it. That's the goal, to build something that doesn't need us to be in the room, to keep loving people. This is why I make music. I'm Willa May, and if you're hearing this years from now, thank you for listening. We were here, we cared, and that's enough to last forever. Final segment, The Garden. Closing reflections and brand rollout. All right, family, we've talked craft, we've talked catalog, we've talked business, sync, sanity, gratitude, and legacy. We kept it 100 the whole way through. Now let's bring it home. The Garden. I like to think of everything we've built. Why make music? If I was your producer, WDMNMEDIA, as one big garden. Every song, every podcast, every story is a seed we planted in public. Some sprout fast, some take their time, some bloom when you've forgotten what month you planted them in. That's the beauty of art. It's agriculture for the soul. You plant, you water, you wait, you watch, you prune, you forgive, you start again. And every now and then, you look up and realize the whole field is glowing. That's what today's episode felt like. Walking through a garden that finally found its rhythm. Sanity, gratitude, longevity, they're all gardening words when you think about it. Sanity is keeping the weeds from taking over. Gratitude is remembering to enjoy the color while it lasts. Longevity is trusting the roots even when you can't see the bloom. Tending to your own soil. So as you log off today, ask yourself, what's in your garden? What do you water? What do you let wilt because you think it's too late? Every creative person, every human person, has to be both the seed and the gardener. You've got to feed the part of you that grows and forgive the part that doesn't. Take the lessons from this episode. Practice over panic, gratitude over noise, belief without bragging, and plant them where you stand. Give them time. They'll rise when they're ready, our little ecosystem. And before we go, I want to give thanks to the crew, the family, the listeners who turned this experiment into a conversation. To thank Tim, the architect and heartbeat of this entire movement. To WDMN Media, the umbrella that keeps the creative storm organized. To Damnation, the fire that keeps the beat honest. To DJ Warm Cookies, my alter ego self, the host who gets to say the quiet parts out loud. To Willa May, the voice you're hearing, still learning, still grateful. To everyone who pressed play. Thank you for being part of the weather that makes this garden grow. Where to find us? If you want to keep walking through the rows with us. Music. If I was your producer. Volumes 1 to 4 streaming now. Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Tidal, SoundCloud. Podcast. Why make music? New episode every Friday. Merch, tees, hoodies, and prints on tpublic.com/thinktim and thinktim.threadless.com. Socials. Follow at thinktim, at WDM Nation, at Why Make Music, and at DJ Warm Cookies on Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky. Coming soon, lower level collections, where pop culture meets craftsmanship. And yes, the Wolverine helmet really does look fly. Every click, every follow, every listen feeds the roots. Final words. You know, the older I get, the more I realize that art isn't about chasing perfection. It's about cultivating presence. We show up, we make something, we tend to it, and we let it teach us patience. That's all success really is. Time well tended. So keep planting, keep watering, keep watching your garden grow. And when it's time to rest, rest proudly. You've earned it. Sign off. This has been Why Make Music, episode 55, your producer, volume 4, produced by Think Tim, hosted by DJ Warm Cookies, aka Willa May, powered by WDMN Media, supported by the belief that independent doesn't mean alone. Remember the mantra, Think Tim, if nothing else. Until next Friday, keep your mind open, your heart steady, and your mix clean. Peace, and be wild.
Let you go, I ain't even hoping.